This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, one and all, viewers across the globe. It's across because it's flat.
Yeah, you know, right.
It's not around.
The flat earthers. Yes, wow. Welcome.
So we're a little punchy because it's the day that it is and that we're who we are. That's the way it works.
Somewhere in the world we're in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm Gary Chapman.
And I'm Scott Kutcher.
And this show is called Turbulent Truth. If you haven't seen it before, where you been? We have a great time pretty much dissecting the world and each other and whatever else is in the way.
Pretty much.
That's
it. Yeah.
It's freewheeling. And we love to see the world through God's eyes to the degree that we are able to, because life gets in the way, the world gets in the way itself, and you don't always see it as clearly as He wants you to. But somehow when we get together and do this, it clarifies. So maybe we're just doing it for us.
Maybe.
And if that's the case.
And we're bringing you along.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Enjoy. No, I have talked to people who have had this experience. It's like, yeah, when I hear it, when I see what you guys are doing, it makes it easier for me to do the same thing, which is the only way to survive.
Pretty much in this day.
And that's, we've been saying this for good grief, pushing a year now?
Quick minute, yeah.
Yeah. So the world is literally on fire. It's not just Ohio. It's happening
everywhere
around the world.
And it is
just for the record, we're not flat earthers.
And I think it is a controlled burn.
Yeah, it is a controlled burn.
By evil.
By evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's something He's good at.
He is.
Steal, kill, destroy. That would involve burning. Mm-hmm. So
faith, hope, and love.
Those three things.
That's what contradicts it.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the way we see the world.
Yeah. And we have fun doing it.
And if you by chance choose to not see the world that way, you're probably going to need to re-examine pretty soon, because it's just going to get crazy.
What do you mean going to get?
It's going to get crazier.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
I'm not even surprised anymore. I'm not.
No.
I mean, spy balloons, aliens with balloons, you know, people controlling burns and massive spills that could have been prevented 3 presidents ago, but the lobbyists kept it going. And
yeah,
I mean,
all of these things which take our attention away from 6 million people coming across the border within the past 2 years illegally.
Mm-hmm.
The president's son up to his eyeballs in millions and millions and millions of dollars coming from the Chinese Communist Party into their family.
Oh, yeah.
A global pandemic caused by the Chinese Communist Party, whether it was intentional release or not, I think it was.
Yeah, well, we're finding out, aren't we?
Well, the Department of Energy came out and said that it most likely was
what?
It wasn't a bat in a wet market.
Really?
First of all, do you know what a wet market is?
It's disgusting.
They sell, you know what they sell at the wet market?
Yeah, they
fish.
Yeah. So why would a bat be there?
There are no bats there.
They're never?
They don't sell bats.
So they're playing our ignorance of Caucasianness.
Yes.
To say,
yes. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? They eat bats. Well, yeah. Not really.
No. And if you do, you don't buy them at the wet market. That's fish. Anyway.
Wow.
So the Department of Energy, why?
Yeah, I know. I was just sitting there going, why would the Department of Energy even give a flip?
And out of all the people that could release/confess the information, why the Department of Energy? I don't get it. I don't.
I don't either. Well, the lines are so blurred between all of them anymore.
Well, the Department of Education, we know, is in charge of train safety.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much
so.
Yeah, well, you know, that should be their focus, because it sure isn't on our children.
No, because those scores have derailed as well.
Oh, a long time ago.
Wow.
A long time ago.
The fun part is just to laugh because
to
you
make
have
fun of these
to.
Idiots.
Is that yeah, yeah.
And then pray for them because I would love to see them deliver. Wouldn't it be awesome if there's like this big
mass
conference
deliverance
going on, right? And they're all getting together like a world forum type thing.
Yeah.
And they all fall out in the spirit.
Just all get slain in the spirit.
One
boom.
One time, they all wake up and say, "We're sorry. We renounce what we're doing."
You know what? Again, would it surprise you?
No.
No?
No, it wouldn't,
no.
Actually.
No.
We've seen some pretty interesting stuff. Thanks,
well,
God.
God's doing some amazing stuff these days.
He's, and then some of the things that people are doing.
Yeah.
That they actually think they have power. It's.
Which one are you talking about
so
in particular?
Short-lived.
Something came to your mind.
It's so short-lived. Oh, my gosh. It just blows my stinking mind. Just the reaction to Buttigieg and Buttigieg, whatever.
It's Booty Judge, please.
I'm sorry, but
show a little respect. Good grief.
I just, the pure arrogance of saying, this is my personal time, don't bother me. People are in, and then what's really funny to me is DeWine going to Palestine and getting sick. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He went there, how did you, and then you got,
yeah.
It's okay, go back. Yeah. Guys, go back. But what's funny and why
Trump
I'm laughing...
Trump didn't get sick.
Why I'm right. What I'm laughing about, the arrogance part of it, here's why I'm laughing about it, because they're trying to pull off a charade through their arrogance. And I think some of these guys really believe things are okay. They really believe their own lies. And so they go, because they've been deceived themselves, right? So they go to these places, and now God's wrath is falling on certain people. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, Scott, you're going too far. You're going brim. I don't think so. I think you're going to start seeing more and more of these instances where the arrogant is humbled.
Yeah.
I just do.
Well, that's unavoidable.
I mean, look at Saturday Night Live.
Dude.
Woody. I love you, Woody. I didn't know if I did. Dude, but in this moment, I love you, man.
Should we show that?
Yes.
Let's do.
Yes.
Hang on.
We got to show this.
So the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is gonna believe that crazy idea? Being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long. Well,
okay, so he got, I'm assuming, in super trouble for that?
Well, everyone's lighting it up. Everyone that is in the woke mob or whatever you want to call them these days, I don't call them that anymore, they're just deceived. They're all going nuts. They're losing their stuff over mm-hmm. because it's so close to the truth that the monologue struck a nerve.
Well, think about this. He did the monologue. It aired Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And Monday, the Department of Energy announces that Woody's probably right.
Yeah, probably right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's kind of what...
Yeah.
So, I think... Did you see Tucker Carlson's monologue last night?
I did not. I missed it.
I don't know if we want to play the whole thing or not. It is amazing.
Is it?
It's long. It's probably 10 minutes.
Well, maybe just do a link.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give us a quick summary, though?
I can give you a quick summary. Everybody's guilty. It's all true. We should take them all down. Period. All of them. Everybody.
Yep. I gotta go watch this.
Well, because the reality is for it to do what it did. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Chinese Communist Party is at the core with their money.
Yep.
All the legislators that they have bought and paid for. Yeah. All the companies that they have infiltrated. All the universities that they have infiltrated. They have collaborated with the pharmaceutical companies, which are evil. Sorry, that's the case. But to get it pushed over the line, they needed the media, all of them, pretty much.
Yeah.
All of those people are co-collaborators. They are. Every talking head, every network executive, everybody that really knew, because all that stuff, it's all money, okay? It's all money. They know where the money's coming from. They know they're taking it. They know they're lying to keep it.
Yeah.
That
is the root of all evil.
That has some consequences.
Yeah.
Now, if you take out, theoretically, if you take out, and when I say take out, I don't mean kill. I mean pull away
remove
from,
yeah.
remove. And if some of them need to be punished summarily for what they've done, then so be it. Yep. But all of media, pretty much. I'm sorry, left out big tech.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can't forget
left them. That out.
Yeah, have to have a delivery system.
Yeah, big tech, media, all the pharmaceutical companies. Quite frankly, all the woke companies, because they're all doing the same thing. It's all tied together. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of the 535 people that claim to be working for you and me, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of them, I guarantee.
It doesn't matter the side, by the way.
No. This is not Democrat, Republican. Ooh. They know. Surely you know that. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Good and evil.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah,
but we just want to clarify that, because whenever you hear something like that,
yeah.
this day, someone has an agenda and they're pushing it towards one side or another.
Right.
No.
We don't have a D next to our names. We don't have an R next to our names. We have a G or a J.
Yes.
You can pick.
Yeah.
Because it's God. I like the name Jesus. Seems to have a lot of power. So I like to wield that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's amazing. What would the world be like without those... powers in place.
Oh my gosh.
Because I know, there are so many good people still breathing on this planet.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
That do love their neighbor.
They
and
do.
That do want revival, and they do want to take care of the earth that God has given us to occupy. There's just too many, good people to stop it.
I agree.
All we need is that precious hand of God to one time go,
but just
and that's precisely how long it would take.
Just like when someone is delivered, what needs to happen at that point though is for the people of God to raise up,
fill the void.
To raise up, you got to fill back in. You
right.
got to fill that void, whatever void that is. That's why it starts at a local level, guys. Get involved at your local level. Figure out how you can help the right candidates. Pray for discernment to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but. Back to this stuff it's oh my gosh, I love it. It's so funny. When that monologue was done, I was in shock. You know, because I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. So a friend of mine,
why would we?
You know, sent me a text and dude, I know you don't watch it anymore. You used to be a huge fan. I said, absolutely, back in the day of Farley and all them
mm-hmm.
and Chevy Chase and on back. Oh yeah. Sends it to me. I click on it and I'm like, because he sends the whole thing. So I'm like, really? I gotta watch this. I told him I'd watch it. Get towards the end of it, and that's the clip that we showed you, and I'm going, oh my gosh. Because at the end of the day, guys, the jig is up. The conspiracy stuff isn't conspiracy stuff anymore. When it gets data and starts to be proven, it's no longer mm-hmm. conspiracy. So what do they have to do? They have to expose it in a way to where they don't say, this is us exposing it, but tongue in cheek, hoping to be dismissive with it, and it had the reverse effect. Everyone was super sensitive to it.
Yeah.
Which is... awesome.
So, speaking of SNL, our friends at That Show Tonight.
Oh yeah, yeah, I love those guys. They're awesome.
Have you seen A Place for Dad?
I haven't yet.
Okay, so these people are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
They're standalone. You go to thatshowtonight.com
mm-hmm.
and you can see a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to see the show in total, you have to subscribe. It's very reasonable.
Yeah.
And this is the way that we'll probably wind up doing what we're doing. We're actually talking about, very openly talking about, joining forces with them.
That would
because
be awesome.
If we can get a few things together to kind of pool our strengths, we'll they've got their own servers. They're standalone.
They've done it right. Yep.
You can't take them down.
They're good people.
Yeah.
They're good people, and they're funny. Gosh, they're funny.
No, they may be occasionally questionable to some of our viewers, but I think this one's okay. If it's not, I'll bleep something if it needs it. But this is A Place for Dad.
Do you worry about your mom or dad living all alone? I know I did. And that's why we started A Place for Dad. Senior living facility like no other.
Yeah, I was worried about my dad all the time. And with my career, I just didn't know who was gonna take care of him. Sometimes I'd have to go to an art show at the last minute and I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Whew. Then I found A Place for Dad. Sometimes I'm up 4 or 5 days in a row. I can't be watching out for my dad. made me nervous. A place for dad is awesome. I'm a busy guy. I have a lifestyle that requires I stay up a lot. At a place for dad, he gets to go on field trips. Look how much he loves that ice cream. Look how happy he is. He participates in Easter egg hunts. Sometimes he gives speeches. And every once in a while, a press conference. Use promo code BIGGUY and you'll save 10%. A place for dad was a big problem solver. He's so happy. A place for dad. They saved my butt more than the FBI.
So, that show tonight.com. You should check those guys out.
Definitely check those guys out.
Because they're funny. They're friends. So they've got, they do one show a month, one full show.
Right.
It's like they do it, I think it's in New Jersey.
Really?
Some obviously wealthy conservative dude up there has got basically a warehouse that he turned into a soundstage.
No kidding.
And that guy's name is Michael Loftus. They have Jim Brewer. Do you remember Jim Brewer from Saturday Night Live?
Of course I do. No.
Back when it was funny.
Hi, Jim.
So Brewer's gotten canceled because he's being honest. Mm.
He was Goat Boy Saturday Night Live, by the way, if you didn't get the reference.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
And he
still is amazing.
Very, very funny.
He is extremely funny.
So they do this show up there and they pack that thing out. I'm actually, they're wanting me to come up and sing. They
nice.
played Take This Jab in their show last time. Brian Kilmeade?
Yeah.
Played it on his show. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. It was really
funny. I'm just a peon. I don't
get... Well, you're on the road. You miss a lot.
It's true.
Just kidding.
I do.
So,
how about Lightfoot? I think she's
Lori?
Yeah, she's doing well in prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she's getting a lot of votes. So she's ballot harvesting from the jails mm-hmm. and prisons mm-hmm. around Chicago.
Yeah, she's doing well in prison.
Is that legal?
Yeah, she's doing well in prison. I don't know. I think it is in their world.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, she's come a long way since Star Wars.
What?
She's come a long way since Star Wars.
What do you mean?
She was the supreme leader of the Galactica, wasn't she?
Oh. Yes. I totally forgot about that. That's a broad career, man. When you plant that flag in Hollywood and you've got that to build on and you forsake it all to go serve the good people of Chicago.
Her heart's in the right place.
She's a giver.
Unlike her eyes.
She's a...
Look at me.
I said look at me.
Look at me.
I wonder if she has a pet gecko. All right, that's now we've ventured into meanness.
I think his name's 2020.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we talked a minute about Tucker Carlson and how he was going off on the COVID thing. At the end of that segment, he had the great lady I will not be able to... Actually, I might.
Did you find something?
It's Dr. Yi Ming Yan. That's a Chinese name that I probably didn't screw up that much. She came on his show 3 years ago.
I remember her.
3 years
ago. Yeah, I remember her.
She had worked in that lab.
And everyone called her crazy.
Everybody called her crazy.
Yep.
Everybody canceled her.
Yep.
She was back on last night.
Oh.
To basically just say, told you so.
So you sent her a shirt?
Need to.
You're going to send her a shirt?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I identify.
Ye, if I had thy address, I would send you a conspiracy. I identify as a conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you so. I would love to give you that shirt.
Yes. So please, if anyone knows her,
mm-hmm.
reach out. TurbulentTruth@gmail.com.
That's it. So it might be worth listening to that little piece of...
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's so many good things going on.
As we told you, Li Mengyang was one of the first people to tell the truth in the United States at great personal cost. She was there. She joins us now. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. You said 3 years ago that you believe that this virus was intentionally released by the government you once worked for, the government of China. Today we're hearing in this leak to the Wall Street Journal that it was accidental. Do you believe this leak was accidental or intentional?
Hi, Tucker. Thank you for having me again. First, I really want to appreciate you and also Fox News have been taking so much effort pursuing the truth of COVID origin. Without your help, there won't be such milestone achievement. And I want to tell, of course, it was not an accident. And maybe for people who don't have this kind of biosafety lab 3 or 4 experience on coronavirus, maybe it's easy for them to accept the accident and lab leak. However, I'm the scientist working in such lab using coronavirus, and I can tell you, based on the protocol and also the other surveillance system, it will be impossible for the lab leak accidentally happened in such lab and caused the Wuhan outbreak and also the pandemic. So definitely, now we just reached to the first step. It was from China's lab, and we need to pursue the truth of origin, and we need to keep going on.
We know the Chinese government allowed its infected citizens to travel in huge groups to Western Europe in the early days of the pandemic. That was intentional. But you believe the whole thing, they came up with this virus and they unleashed it on the world to destroy the Western economies and to elevate their own position globally.
I want to emphasize one thing is, I would say based on the evidence and the source I have that the lab, virus was intentionally brought out of this strict lab and released in the community. However, I don't think the outbreak in Wuhan was intentional. I would say it was because CCP government and the military scientists underestimated the transmissibility. That's why finally it got out of control and caused the local outbreak. However, we should know that CCP government intentionally to let it go all over the world to kill millions of people all over the world later.
We just have to hope and pray that you will be interviewed by many other journalists in this country over the coming weeks. Now that this has been confirmed, you're an eyewitness to it. You have, a credible story to tell, and I really hope you're no longer ignored. I appreciate your coming on again tonight. Li Mingyang, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Without question, she's...
Yeah.
And this is an eyewitness, folks. This is somebody that worked in that lab.
So the mistake that did occur is they just didn't realize how quickly it could spread.
Yeah.
So they were using that local community as their little petri dish.
Yes, they did.
To try things out to see, well, what's going to spread and how deadly is it?
Yep. Yes, they did.
How sickening.
So how about Idaho? Better stated, Greater Idaho.
All right, let me get that out of left field. Here we go. Okay, Idaho.
Greater Idaho.
Greater, yeah, okay.
Yes.
There will be a parallel, I'm sure.
Well, you've been to Idaho. Have you been to Idaho?
I have, yes.
It's a really pretty state. It's currently shaped like an axe, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
It's very likely, relatively soon, going to be shaped like something that's about to eat Portland. It's all of that. It's 60% of the existing state, acreage-wise, the state of Oregon, 60% of it, the mostly national forests and a lot of really, really good people,
right?
They're done with Portland and all that goes along with it.
Oh.
And they want to be part of Idaho. And the Idaho legislature is completely on board. Believe it or not, there are people in Oregon that are in old Oregon's what we'll call it now, that are like, we'd be better off without those people. They're out of their minds, but shocker, that remember Chaz and all those, that part, the Northwest just went nuts. Good grief. That used to be one of my favorite parts of this country.
Mm.
I'm serious. I loved Portland. I loved Seattle. Man, to go to Seattle and just the people, amazing. It's obviously beautiful when it's not raining, which is, there's 4 or 5 days a year that it's not.
Yeah.
And it's great. I can't imagine even going there now.
This is crazy.
Unless that, God says go, I'm not going.
What's crazy to me is how no one is listening to the majority.
Mm-hmm.
If that many people are saying we're done, come on, wake up. You're a public servant, whoever's leading that area, right? Mm-hmm. You're a public servant. Come on. Your people are speaking. You're not listening. Your arrogance is unbelievable.
See, here's the interesting stat. It's actually 63% of the state's land mass that you're talking about.
Okay.
9% of its population. So they're getting all okay. these great people that live in these small communities in arguably one of the most beautiful parts of our country.
Yeah.
They're getting outvoted. Their values, their hearts are getting outvoted and broken by the woken. And we just, they don't want to do it anymore. They're tired of it. They don't want it. And
interesting.
Okay, if it happens, and it could.
I can set a precedence.
Why would it not happen in California? We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Why would it not happen in New York?
Ooh.
You ever been to upstate New York?
Beautiful.
They don't even speak New York ease.
They don't.
You know?
They really don't. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's an amazing thing. I don't know what we're gonna do with Dallas and Houston. I don't know if they can you have us, because it wouldn't be contiguous. You could let them have Interstate 45 to connect those two. That'll work. I just solved it.
Of course you did.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
So have you seen the movie Jesus Revolution?
My wife did, and she says we have to go. I was on the
road. Our wives saw it together. That's right. While you were out of town.
Yes.
Your wife took my wife to the movies.
Yeah. Well, you know. We know their preference.
Okay. You know my wife is a super skeptical.
No.
Yeah. You don't. She's way Christian, but if you speak Christianese to her, she might just backhand you. She goes,
Christianese is like Chinese.
It is, it very is. Much so.
Wow,
no, there's a churchiness.
No, I get it.
That I think puts a lot of people off. It puts me off. Hmm. I work really hard to not be churchy. Hmm. And I go to two churches.
He's by Churchill.
I'm by Churchill. But my wife is very much that way. She doesn't. She wants you to speak English.
Yeah.
You know, accessible words that communicate what you're thinking, not something you've been programmed to parrot.
Authenticity is kind of her love
language. It is. So she went ready to be disappointed. Let's put it that way. Because let's face it, if you subtract the chosen and the passion of the Christ, there's really not a lot of great Christian movies. There aren't.
No.
Now that's changing.
It is, thank God.
And that was an overstatement. But you know what I'm saying. There's a cheesy factor to a lot of it that is just, it's just not well done. It's just, it's not.
Still cheese-licious, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of money to put on a great movie. But this is what she went crazy for, dude. This is what she went nuts for. And I would recommend, I think you and I should go.
Yes, let's do it.
Just to get them back.
Heck yeah. Just to get them back. Not because we want to get closer to Jesus, but just to get them
back. No, just to get our wives back. I think everybody should see this. I think maybe, let's just say hypothetically, if there was a move of God, kind of an undeniable thing happening, think Asbury, think Lee University, Anderson, they're baptizing people in the fountains at Texas A&M.
Yep.
You know, if there was something like that happening in your
only
culture.
Only if there was, you know.
And then at the same time, there was a movie, a really, really, really good movie that came out that was talking about the revival that was the Jesus Revolution back in the late 60s and 70s.
Early 70s.
Wouldn't that be interesting,
interesting
coincidence?
Timing. Or, you know.
You know, he is the God of coincidence.
What are the God odds?
Yeah.
Hey, Square.
I am not a Square. I
think we should invite Greg this weekend.
What's this weekend?
These people are hippies, rebels against old-fashioned authority.
I think these kids need help.
They need is a bath.
You're passing judgment on people you know nothing about.
Maybe that's why your church is so empty.
When God walks in here, brings me a hippie, I'll ask him what it's all about, because I do not understand.
This house has a very good vibe. There is an entire generation searching.
Slow down, man, slow down.
Just in all the wrong places. If you want to reach my people, you need to speak to them in a language they understand.
If I bring them in, I'm going to lose my job.
We can only walk through doors open to us. And your church, that's a door that's shut.
You've probably noticed we have some guests here today. I'd like you to meet my new friends. Welcome.
They don't belong here. Half of them aren't even wearing shoes.
They're staining the new shag carpet.
They need our help. If you feel like you're misunderstood and judged, you will find forgiveness and freedom right here.
That was awesome.
Now that door is open any time of day. And if there are some who don't like that, well then that door works both ways.
All right, Pastor, let's begin.
I was almost done with this, but then you did what nobody else would even dare.
This thing that we found, I feel like I belong.
You're gonna need a bigger church.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
So we talked about all the darkness in the world, but in the middle of all of it, this amazing things like Ashbury and all these different things that are happening, this movie, praise God, there's so much hope, guys. Don't lose it.
No, no. There's no point in...
No.
Certainly don't give up. Good grief.
No,
bad time to give up. We're
very
winning.
Bad time. Hey, so here's the one that I love. You're scrolling, you stopped. One of my favorite is how... the diversity thing has really flipped itself these days. So now we have Wiccan witches putting us on trial. So, oh my gosh.
So the forewoman of the jury, the grand jury in Georgia.
That looks 12.
That is looking to prosecute President Trump is a witch.
No, we're not saying that like a derogatory term.
I don't mean
she
that.
She is a clarified Wiccan witch.
It's simply a descriptive word
yes.
that says what she is. She is a witch.
Yeah.
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 And and has the nose to prove it. Wow. Sorry, my wife.
Look at you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Serious, dude. It's like, wow, is that prerequisite to getting your rating, your witch rating? Do you have to...
Well, no,
she's
not.
You have to be able to open up a can of beans with your nose? I mean, good Lord.
But according to that, she's not there yet. She doesn't have the wart. It's not even growing.
Well, but give her a minute. She's young.
Okay,
she's
young. True. Yeah, she's got some wiccan to do.
You can't despise a person's youth. That's wrong. But,
Ooh,
it's
Lord.
Ridiculous, dude. It's just incredible.
It is.
Okay, so there is... Believe it or not, a new whistleblower.
A new one. They're not going to keep coming out of the woodwork?
They're going to keep coming, and eventually there will be enough of them that if all the whistleblowers cast a vote, we'll have a new president because there's a lot of people involved. No, the Biden crime family's foreign business deals might be about to explode.
Oh.
A former associate of Hunter Biden... claims he has damning information on the Bidens' sordid foreign business deals. Yes. So this guy, Gal Luft, he is a co-director for the Washington-based Institute for the Analysis of Global Security, says he provided details about Hunter Biden, his uncle, Jim Biden, his father, Joe Biden, to the Trump Justice Department back in March 2019.
Huh.
And now he's apparently getting, he got arrested on bogus weapon trafficking charges. They're trying to get him to shut up, basically.
Oh, okay.
And he basically said, yeah, no, not only am I not going to shut up, I'm going to restate what I said back in 2019 very loudly. So who knows? I mean, eventually the truth, we've said it 100 times, and it doesn't, it's no less true. You can't hide the truth. You can't. Sometimes it takes a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, it's going to come up.
Eventually, it always comes out. And it always wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the big guy. If you don't have a regular paycheck like me.
Or me.
And it just kind of, God, it comes in here and it comes in here.
Yeah.
You know, when it's time to pony up, you do a little calculation in your head to get to that tithe number and offering, whatever it is that God lays on your heart to do.
Mm-hmm.
It just occurred to me. It's 10% for the big guy. That's got to be a shirt somehow. Tithe, 10% for the big guy. That's been laying there all along. I'm just saying. That's just been laying there.
On that note.
Yeah. And don't forget to go to turbulenttruth.com and get your MAGA, Making America Godly Again.
Yeah.
From a distance.
I'm sure you get some attention, doesn't it?
From a distance, Democrats want to come strangle you. But even the most staunch among them, once they get close, they go, oh, yeah, well, I probably shouldn't strangle you.
That's kind of the purpose of the design.
It worked. Yeah, yeah. It worked. Now, if they just have a weapon and they don't have a scope,
they're still gonna
shoot me.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's true.
Hopefully not. But we'll try to avoid that.
Will they be upset when the Holy Ghost catches the bullet?
No. I will laugh because that is exactly what will happen.
Could be a Matrix thing where you're just going like this.
So we don't have time to show it, but there is a video of a black pastor.
Oh, yes.
At a church. Did you see what city it was?
I didn't see the city.
So apparently four young ne'er-do-wells with guns walked into the back of the church with the intention of holding everybody up.
Yeah, robbing everyone.
Robbing everybody. And they just prayed them away.
Literally.
They literally said, this is Holy Ghost turf. And we're gonna pray for you. Can we pray for you? We're gonna lay hands, gentlemen. Just let's line up. They lined deacons or whatever up behind them.
Yep.
They laid hands on those dudes.
And well, the minute he approached them with a loving but firm way.
Absolutely.
And you just see their heads go down.
Like, yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's got our ticket. And
yep.
How did he know? And
yeah.
It doesn't hurt that he has a police background too.
No. Well, he was paying attention.
Yeah.
And you have to do that. I insist that if you're out there and you love what we do and you're a regular supporter, viewer, watch yourself.
Please.
We don't want to lose you.
No.
And the enemy is out there to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yep, absolutely.
And beautifully, that host of angels and the power of God is way sufficient.
Way more.
So you're good, but stay good. Do your part. Listen to him. Walk with him closely.
Yes.
Time away from him is silly time.
It is.
And I know it's hard because this world is so stinking distracting.
Right.
You know, to have ADD to the level that he and I have it and still be walking with God proves that
there's hope.
There is hope and miracles abound.
Abound, no doubt.
You want to sell some tea?
Well, I tell you, I really hope people get on it because it's made a difference in my life. Soul Tea is amazing. Definitely go to their website, put in TRUTH2.
Mm-hmm.
That's TRUTH2 for your discount code. That's going to help you not only get the first one really inexpensive, but the ones going forward less expensive.
Yeah.
But it's very inexpensive to try. It gets results.
Yeah.
You notice a difference. And if you're a big person, you struggle with those things like I do, it's just one more step in the defense against prematurely going to heaven.
Yeah.
Just saying. I got to be here long enough to torment him long enough I get to heaven.
Yeah. No, he just wants to outlive me because if he does that, he'll probably be 100 because I'm going to make it to 120.
Oh, easy.
That's
easy.
The plan.
I'm starting to build the ark. So it's, what, 120 years from then?
You know what? I did it. I can help.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, you knew Noah. Yeah. I played on his band.
Yeah. They said nobody helped. I helped.
I didn't realize that he said 2x2 and a band called 2x2.
That's right. Yes. Well, we'll see you next week. We have fun.
We're going
to
play
want
us
you
out
to have
with.
It with us. Oh, I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah.
I'll have something.
Okay. Please do.
It'll be lovely.
Yeah.
And
I'm
you'll
sure
enjoy
be.
It. Or you can just
skip right by it.
Power
whatever,
down.
Whatever you want to do.
Your call.
Yeah.
I'm still Gary Chapman either way.
And I'm still Scott Cutcher anyway.
Yes. What he said. And this is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
nothing but the blood. Nothing but the
Jesus is King.